This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, this week, former Congressman Charlie Dent, who represented the Lehigh Valley for many years, joined a group of fellow Republicans to cross party lines and endorse Democrat Josh Shapiro for governor of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. They're rejecting GOP candidate Doug Mastriano. WLVR's Hayden Mittman spoke to Congressman Dent, and Dent raised concerns about Mastriano's suggestions for who he might name to run the Department of State and oversee Pennsylvania's elections.
The governor's got to be a person who's there to administer the law fairly, and I don't have that confidence in him, but I do in Josh Shapiro, who always struck me as an honorable and decent fellow.
And, you know, Dent also took issue with the Republican candidate's stance on banning abortions after 6 weeks with no exceptions for rape or incest. And the stakes are high on that issue in this race. The Republican-controlled legislature has already passed measures to roll back abortion rights. Those have been vetoed by current Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, but he's leaving office at the end of the year.
And we've witnessed a landmark term for decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court. Many of those decisions will directly affect residents of Pennsylvania. I'm thinking about abortion rights, limits on gun safety laws, and limits on federal agencies' ability to counter global warming. Our newsroom has been working for a while to understand how they affect us here in the Lehigh Valley and in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, I think most notably we've seen a lot of protest gatherings here in the Lehigh Valley, overwhelmingly really on the side of abortion rights. Most recently, last weekend, more than 1,000 people marched through the streets of Easton. And next week, an Easton City Council member, Taiba Sultana, says she plans to introduce a resolution to support access to abortion.
And our own Hayden Mittman looked into the gun control decision and how it may affect Pennsylvania. Now, New York's law, which was overturned, left a lot of discretion about who could get a permit to carry a concealed pistol. It's what's known as a may issue state, whereas Pennsylvania is a shall issue state when it comes to permits to carry. As long as you meet the qualifications, the state shall issue the permit. But Hayden still found that opinions differ here about how the decision may affect gun owners in the state. Gun safety advocates said it seems that some limits appear to be constitutional as long as they're applied uniformly. And gun rights activists say the decision implies that gun owners may not have to apply for a permit at all.
You know, Brad, it's really a lot to take in. And so as with all of these landmark cases, it takes a while to really understand how it may impact us here in the Lehigh Valley and in Pennsylvania, and we'll continue our coverage to understand exactly what effects it's going to have on us locally.
Well, one more story. A new addition to our newsroom, intern Aaliyah Haddon brought us an interesting story about a program just announced by the Bethlehem Health Department.
It's called Project Lifesaver, and it may indeed be called that by the families who use it. It's basically designed to use new tech to help locate loved ones who wander away from home. This is for folks who might have cognitive impairments like Alzheimer's disease or dementia or autism, who may be at high risk. It uses a wristlet and radio frequencies to track users when needed, and it comes through a partnership with the Bethlehem Police Department and the City Health Bureau. The United Way locally is funding that program. And, Brett, if people are interested in that or have a loved one they'd like to sign up, they can go to the Bethlehem Health Bureau to enroll.
And it's free of charge to the users. It really seems like a program of real utility on a local level from our health department. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at wlvr.org.